Surrender to what is. Surrender to what is, and that's italic is, and perhaps a capital is, but it's surrender to what is. What is in our life? Well, Ellen had a chance to send some literature to some people, and they did not ask for why I can say I am God. And I was thinking, as I was preparing some information in my mind, that perhaps the most important thing that I can tell anyone at any time in the world is what is. What is? Who each of us are? What is going on in our world? Where we're going? What is our purpose? What is? What is the is? Okay. Now, let's just take a moment and think of the is. The is the all. The is the all. The all is the totality of everything that is. Now, you and I have no idea what that is. It is in the absolute or in absolute consciousness. It is beyond all relative thinking. Relative words are limited to it. As Walter Starkey wrote in his letter of appreciation on the article on dimensions, he says, "You have explained about as well as anyone can explain what you can't explain." And of course, that's about it too. We can't explain these things because they're just beyond our imagination. They're beyond any words that we have. Now, how do we explain the is? And we can take away the is because it is just is. How do we explain is? Well, I used to explain allness, absolute and things like that, as a meat locker. And you know what a meat locker is? It's in the butcher shop, and you hang sides of beef and hooks and stuff like that. Well, here is a leg, you know, and here is a thigh, and here is a quarter, whatever the beefs are called. And they're all hanging there, disjointed, not related to one another. They may all have been just from the same cow, you know. And then there's that slaughtered cow waiting to be used for hamburger or steak or whatever it's going to be used for. So the meat locker and the meat are the is. And the is, as such, is not a particular thing. The is not a name like God. It could be, but it's not a name like God because that's too limiting. The is the allness. But the is all the undifferentiated parts, like the atoms might be, the undifferentiated matter of the universe. Or it could be more differentiated, like the pieces of steak or the side of beef hanging there in the locker, the meat locker. But it is an essence. Now, truly, it's not a beef locker and sides of beef, but the concept is there. The concept is there of a place, but the place is the allness, and the objects are the allness. But the objects are not together. The isness, the is where all ideas exist, yet they're not melded together as an object. Now, here we have an object, an idea of Sylvia. We have a head, we have a body, we have arms and legs, we have a mind, we have eyes, but that's just the physical form. That's not really Sylvia. Sylvia is what goes on in that cauldron inside of her that she calls her mind, in that thinking process of what she thinks of. Sylvia is the daughter of her parents. She's the sister of her family, brothers and sisters. She is the friend of many people that she has met. She is the teacher of many that she has shared her ideas with. She is a writer of various things that she has written. She is the cook of the various meals that she has made. She is the housekeeper of the various houses that she has kept. She is on and on and on. She is not just Sylvia, just an idea. She is Sylvia, that composite, that fullness. Now, if Sylvia wanted to play the game rightly, and that will remain to be seen, Sylvia will say to herself, I express my original purity and integrity. Cool, no. Now, what is your original purity and integrity? What is it before your relativity got mixed up in there? What is it in its absolute awareness form? What is it in the is? See, undifferentiated form and matter and ideas. Now, is Sylvia love? Is she peace? Is she joy? Is she harmony? Is she right action? Is she whatever things? Yes. Is she hatred? Is she anger? Is she unhappiness? Not necessarily. Those are relative things. And so therefore, she is those things only when she chooses to play the relative game. But as long as she chooses to play the is game, then she is only those universal things that never change. The universal things that never have any differentiation to them. They're always the same. The love, the joy, the peace, they're never changing. The changeable things are hate, anger, misunderstanding, you know, those silly things. Those things are transient. Those things have no anchors to hang on to. They're just illusions, that sort of gossamer gown floating in the essence of the allness, and it's here and there and not here and not there. It's just an illusion. So I don't want to say just an illusion, because everything's an illusion, but it is an illusion that has no substantialness to it. And with no substance to it, it cannot be forevermore there. So when we surrender to what is, see how we come back to our subject and our title and so forth. When we surrender to what is, we are surrendering to
original purity and integrity.
We're surrendering to our original purity and integrity. You've got to remember, the tape is trying to take you down here. We want to surrender to our original purity and integrity. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And why?
It is so.
Yes. I expressed my original purity and integrity, and I am
transfigured.
I was trying to give you a word to say too. You know, I'm giving everybody a word to say here. No. Okay, and I'm transfigured. Now, what does this transfigured mean? It means that we have left behind all the relative. We have left behind all the limitations. We have left behind everything which is not our original purity and integrity. Now, you don't know what your original purity and integrity is. You don't know who you really are, because we're so into the human. But the original purity and integrity stands there waiting always as our reality. And the moment we return to our original purity and integrity in our thought, we express our original purity and integrity, then we are surrendering to what is. And what could be more beautiful than to surrender to what is? To surrender to our original purity and integrity, to surrender to the truth of us. And how hard it is. How hard it is, because we get letters and they shake us up. We get letters from, like Rhonda, she writes a letter and she says, oh dear, this is the problem I have. And we say, Rhonda, no problem. We are able to see the truth We're able to see beyond the illusion or the appearance that she's experiencing. But that's only because we are not involved. And if we were involved with her needs and her problems, if we were part of her problem, we wouldn't be no help to her at all. Now, that's where our hang-up is with us. We are involved in our problem. We are involved in our relativity. And so long as we're involved in our relativity, we cannot see our original purity and integrity. We are blind to it, even though that is what is. And so when we can begin to surrender to this, and this is what I teach you so often, just do everything I ask you to do. It does not have to make sense. It does not have to do anything. It's not because I want you to do what I want you to do. Not because I want you to do what I think is going to be good for you. I want you to learn to be untouched. I want you to learn to do these things as natural as falling off a log. I want you to do these things because it is your reality. It is your original purity and integrity. And you think your relativity is who you really are, because I mean that's what you experience every day. You think, you know, washing the dishes and cleaning the house and taking care of responsibilities. Hey, just stop and think. In all honesty, Sylvia, in all honesty, if you were to die tomorrow, would you care?
No.
All right, well then remember that. What about you, Ingeborg? If you were to live tomorrow, would you care?
Oh, yes.
Okay. If you were to die tomorrow, would you care? No. But really, it's the same thing. If you were to live tomorrow, it should be no more concern to you than if you die tomorrow. Because you only live each moment, and you live them to the fullest. You live them surrendering yourself at all times to the is, to your original purity and integrity. That's not so bad, is it? But we think to surrender to what? You know, what terrible things are you going to do to me? I'm going to be your slave and stuff like that. No way. You're going to be a slave to nobody. You're going to be the master. You're going to surrender to your reality, to your purity, to your goodness, to your wholeness, to everything else that's wonderful and beautiful. And this is what it's all about. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get your cup of tea. Mm-hmm. You're not going to feel satisfied. You're not going to surrender to what is. But don't guess. Don't try to outguess. Don't try to guess what the is. Because we can't. We don't have the words for it. We don't have anything. And it doesn't matter. When we enter into is, it won't matter. When we enter into our original purity and integrity, that sounds good, doesn't it? When we enter into that, we don't say, hey, I want to see what this is all about. I want my bill of sale here and see what's going on in my original purity and integrity. So, no, we just flow with it. And we're happy with it. And when we're happy with it, then what happens?
We are happy.
Then, well, yeah, we are it. We are it. We are it. We are is. Surrender to what is, and you are is. Herb, that sounds ungrammatical and stupid. Yes, but so what? You are is. Surrender to it, and you are it. Surrender to love, and you are love. Surrender to happiness, and you are happy. You come into a room, and you've just had terrible news that your world is completely collapsed. And somebody in the room says, Sylvia, guess what? I just won the sweepstakes. Come on, let's go. And you help me spend the money. We spend some on you, too. So he said, I need to do something. So you've created that. So you go and you spend the money, and you have a ball, and you forget all about your problem, you know? Yeah, and what the heck? You know, what difference does it make? And this is what you want to do. This is what you want to do. Surrender to what is. And have the time of your life. I love you.